Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Shkoyach. Wow. We are live in Teaneck. It's New Jersey, right? Yeah. Teaneck, New Jersey. Unbelievable. What an oilam. Thanks for hosting. Thanks to the rabbi. Thanks to Joel Mizrahi. Badner. Shkoyach. Is that you? No, that's not you. Not Badner. No, no, what's your name? Rubinov, Dan Rubinov. Oh, Dan Rubinov, you have yard side, no? Grandmother's yard side today. Okay, shkoyach for all the food, the Chinese and everything. Beautiful stuff. It's unbelievable. Go from place to place. Wherever I go, I see the same people. Mark Ashkenazi, Yossi Klein, Avi Sherman. Shkoyach. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. Beautiful turnout. Hey, you know what? Let me turn this YouTube around just to show the Olam, whoever wants to see what's going on there. So we got Ushi over there. Michael Cohen, I mean. Stefanski. Okay. See, Shkoyach Dan, thanks. Did I put it back normal? Messed it up a little bit. Very interesting, just a cute little story. Yesterday, I didn't have my emails printed out, so I decided, I went on my email, there's like, I don't know, 40 emails that I received between Shabbos, Friday and Matzah Shabbos, and I said, okay, whatever I pick, that's the one I'm going to read, so I picked one, and it turns out that the one that I picked, it was from, what was his name, Peretz Rappaport, and as I finished reading the email, he walked into the room. I thought it was very interesting. From all the people, different people from different parts of the world sent in emails, and he just happened to walk into the room in Bar Park. Nice coincidence. If he doesn't finish Shas with us, he's in big trouble. I mean, it's a big sign from Hashem. So, Lilu Nishmasimi Mirosi Rusbus Mordechai. Only five sponsors today. Today's Shir sponsored Shmuel Melech Ben Pesach in honor of the medical team at Greenwich Hospital last summer who made my refuah so comfortable and rebellion this year for helping me in my recovery anonymously for refuah shleima for Golda Bat Miriam by Dan Rubinov. Here he is. Dan, grandmother, Miriam Leah Bas Avram Aaron, and grandfather, Yaakov Moshe Ben Yosef Chaim HaKohen. By the way, Dan Rubinov, I should really know his name inside out, but I'm terrible with names. You've been like in every single city. From Eretz Yisrael, from Ramat Beit Shemesh, the Kotel Siyum, where else? Far Rockaway, Miami. He was in the Shir Miami. You're a stalker, but kids are just a stalker. Okay, here we go. By the Rappaport family, in honor of the yard site of Esther Chaya Bas Peretz, Paris Achoydish, by Michael Bemela, in memory of, did I say? But Michael? In memory of his mother, Dvorah Feiga Bas Shmuel, and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and in merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. Rabboisai, Michael Bemela had a fire in his home, and his home is gone, I believe. Something like, I have to speak to him. I didn't speak to him yet. I want to give him a call. There's actually a GoFundMe page. It's not a good matzav over there. So it's very, we're talking about Michael Bemela, we didn't realize. By Wednesday already, there was a big thing. All right. Fifth sponsor. Who's the fifth sponsor? The Kessler family. Refuah Shleima, Aliza Tova, Bas, Esther Grona, daughter, sister, cancer patient, now diagnosed with COVID-19. Should have Refuah Shleima, Grona. Okay. Real quickly. Dear Rebelli, felt like a real schuss for me and my wife to honor and attending the Sheva Brachas. Thank you for sharing Simcha with all of us. Thank you for meeting all of us. Offered a picture for each and everyone that came to introduce ourselves. It's a schuss to see so many of us. Schuss, Harabim. Rabbi Yossi Klein, I'm not making this up here, says, Aaron Mark, who was in my class in a certain yeshiva, to name a few. I see you every day on Torah Anytime YouTube to be able to see you in person, which reminds the person who was a very choshva, a highlight for me when I was dancing. It's geschmack to learn the daf. It's taka geschmack, chelchel araisra, Menachem Braun, Baltimore. You know the guy? You in yeshiva with him? Okay. Reuven Tawil. Thank you for inspiring me to learn the daf. I enjoy the shir, tiskla mitzvahs. I wrap my lulav. Here we go. We have a couple of suggestions there. I wrap my lulav in a squeezed out paper towel and it doesn't get moldy. A regular towel is too wet. Also, I believe the pronunciation is a bayi, not a baya. Shkoyach.
I say it Abaya, too bad. This is how we did in Yeshiva, that's how it is. Here in Manchester, UK, this works very well for me. I don't know how well it would work in Eretz Yisrael, because I take a plastic bag, just short it, basically an Arava bag, and I put 1 inch of water in the bottom. He sent me a picture, but I didn't have time to print it out. Put the whole basket, a little Arava and Adasa together in the bag, making sure the ends of the stems are in the water. This way I've managed every year to keep homegrown Aravas fresh till Shana Rabba. Okay, I like the paper towel one better. Water, if it falls down, it gets everywhere. Don't put the adasim in a wet paper towel. Put them just in a tin foil and sprinkle here and there in the foil, drops of water, and then put them in the fridge. You see what's going on here? One guy says put in a paper towel. The next guy says put in a towel. The other guy says put in water. This guy says don't put it in there. Just so now we're confused. It's, okay, that's like a typical Gemara. We have four sheets here. You do it every day, except of course in Shabbos, all the best. You, the Herzog, the guy who started listening to you for the free Gemara to start Sukkah, and continues to listen to this really Bornstein as well. As I've been for the last year and a half. Despite what some of your crew thinks, that truly is a competition. You're both highly complimentary to each other, in my humble opinion. Otherwise, here's a good one. And I owe this person, or at least his brother, tremendous Hakar Sataiv. He set up a lot with the Shavuot Brachas. So this is Sruli Itzkowitz. Agun Chodesh, it's a long one, so I have to skip around there. We're late. It was great to see so many people. At the Shavuot Brachas, I've been receiving 8 minute daf, da da da. I joined Ki Masechta. My brother Yochanan, that's the guy I have to say thank you to, right? He helped a lot with the Shavuot Brachas. He started going all Yehoshua Aaron Price on me. Should I say it again? My brother Yochanan started going all Yehoshua Aaron Price on me. It's in the dictionary now. Yeshua Aaron Price on me. And got me to join MDY. After joining the live lunch and sharing the five times, I immediately felt that I've been part of the Chabur from the start. The love and non-judgmental respect everyone shares is nothing short of inspirational. Story one, Erev Shabbos. I was by my in-laws this week, and I was showing them pictures of the daf in Zemer Hall in a huge crowd. My mother-in-law was so impressed that she turned to my father-in-law and said, Yitz, you're joining the daf. Minutes later, he's on a WhatsApp group. Story two. Shabbos morning, Yochanan and I were in Simon Zelman's Siyum, and they made himself a Yuma for his father's second Yahrzeit. Explained to the lunch guest, Binyamin Arbach, that I was going to the Kiddush, Bekitzer. By the time they got to the Kiddush, he already committed to do the daf. This Chabur is the most amazing pyramid scheme I've ever seen. But unlike a regular pyramid scheme that only generates profits for the new members, I believe this one generates profits from old and new alike. Oh my gosh, I can't read this one. He says that just like a Kohen Gadol is the shliach for the tzibur. I'm not saying you're a Kohen Gadol, but you're definitely a shliach tzibur. Together, learn the daf Mashiach b'meheri b'yameinu. Your Talmud is Yitzkowitz Pius. I love learning a new Masechta every day. Gevaldik. Okay, guys, ready? Oh yeah. Tomorrow, you're all invited to the Cookie Corner in Lakewood. Live share in Lakewood. That is the place that I was born in. I have to go back. It's been 48 years. I need to go back to Lakewood. I was not born in the Cookie Corner, but my mother had a cookie from the Cookie Corner before she went to the hospital, she said. What time tomorrow? 9:30 in Lakewood. In the Cookie Corner. Free cookies for those who come. We got Litzonim over here. All right, Givaldik. Everybody's with a fresh sense of humor. Wow, look at the Oilam. Standing room only. I should turn around the video. Look at this. It's crazy. Unbelievable. What's going on there in the corner? Okay. Very good. Guys, ready? So yesterday, we're talking about the Adas Mitzri. I actually mentioned that I had this Adas Mitzri. And the Gemara says that if most of the Adas falls apart, 4 out of the 7, but you're left with 3 on each level, it's good. Now, by the way, I received the email of a guy by the name of Aaron Sittner, and he says that he happened to be, a very nice story. He wanted to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so he went on a bus at 1 a.m., he got to Bnei Brak, and he slept the entire night in the shul, Letterman, then he snuck into the minyan, he's a kayan, so he happened to be right next to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he pulled out his flip phone, and this is the picture that he took of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And as you can see in the picture, he has a Das Mitzri. This Hadas right over here is fully loaded, 7 on each level. So Reb Chaim, what's interesting in this picture is that he's holding, actually he's not holding, these are hands of two different people. I just covered it with this email. Massive esrog, which we learned was not the best in the world. What if it fall, whatever. I guess he held this as hadar. It seemed like it was a little bit of an issue. The Gemara says it's okay, but it seemed like there was somewhat of an issue. What if you have to switch hands, it might fall? Okay. But that's Adas Mitzri. Omar Abaya, 3 lines down from Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. From here you see, it's kosher. Here's a great picture, a close-up of Adas Mitzri. 7 on one level. Here, once again, this is the level. You put a string here, it's all on one level. Pshita. What's the big chiddush? It has an additional name. It's not just called Hadas. It's called Hadas Mitzray. To Pshat Mirashi, does it come from Mitzrayim or another Pshat? But the bottom line is, that it has an extra name, it has a Shem Levi, and maybe it's not kosher. Kamash Malon. Now, Tosis points out right away, what do you mean Kamash Malon? Interesting, I saw, because I ran out of paper, very good. I ran out of paper, so I printed Ruchan Kanes Commission on another paper. But what's on the back? I just noticed it now. It's this Hadas. The Gemara thought that this should be Hadas. A Dreifa. What is it called? Hirduf. And the Gemara says it's a good Hadas because the leaves actually cover the entire branch. The reason why we don't use this is because it's poison, and you don't have anything in the Torah that we use as poison is used for a mitzvah. So as Taisvas, but it's called Hirduf. Hirduf is a Shem Levi. It has another name. And the Gemara had no problem with that. So you see that a Shem Levi is not a problem. Why all of a sudden now are we saying that a Shem Levi is a problem? Like, what is the big chiddush as Taisvas that we can use Hadas Mitzri that has an extra name? Yesterday it wasn't a problem. Why is it a problem today? Okay. Ve'emal chinami. Eitz avos rachmona mikol makoim. The Torah says, Eitz avos, meaning it doesn't even say a name. It doesn't say Hadas. That we have from tradition, but we know it fits everything. If all the different qualifications that are needed for Hadas fit into these words, therefore, it's a good Hadas. Avos means it's completely covered. It's a Hadas. So any type of Hadas, even Hadas Mitzri. Tanu Rabbanon, Yavshu Roiv Olav. Most of, okay, this is the picture, 4 out of the 7 leaves fell off. Most of the leaves out of the 3 Hadasim, so it says Rashi, you have 3 Hadasim, it looks like this. Most of the leaves became dried up. They were dried up. And there are 3 nice leaves, then it's kosher. But it has to be on the top, like in the picture. But if it's in the center, like this, no good. By the way, I don't know, if I recall correctly, it just seems like the top usually goes bad before the bottom, no? It would be hard to have everything, because they're very thin, the top are smaller, easier to go. That's what I recall. I might be wrong. Niktam roishoy. If the top of the hadas is cut off, tani ulu bar chinen on niktam roishoy v'al saboy t'mara kosher. What if the top is cut off and then some sort of grape grows on the top? Basically, it repairs itself. Is that a problem? Because the problem with niktam roishoy, that's not hadar. It's not nice. It's not a beautiful hadas. It's cut. But now it repaired itself. Now, if you look at this picture, he says that nowadays we don't really have, like a grape growing on the top. It's more of a repair, the branch. So you can see it's a little interesting. Here's a nice hadas, and all of a sudden there's a repair. That's okay. It's kosher. It's not a problem of hadar. Boy, Reb Yirmiyah. So now, Rabbi Isai, we're going to be talking about the concept of dichud. For the rest of the Amud, basically. So dich, Shalom Aleichem, Simon. Simon came in, I think, from Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. Gevaldik. He's the guy that brought 4 bottles of Castel. 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006. He's the guy. Shkoyach. Never tasted it, but I believe it's okay. I think it's going to be good at the right time. All right, wrong picture. Dichui goes like this. Dichui means something is rejected. So typically, I just pulled this out from a different place, drew it back in the day when we were learning about dichui. You have an animal that's owned by two people, partnership. And one of the two, Reuven, designated his part, his yellow part, as a carbon. It's not a good carbon. Then he goes ahead in step three and he buys his partner's part off of him. And he decides to designate his partner's part also. He thought he's gonna fix the problem. So he makes the whole thing hegdish. It's not a carbon. Why? Because it was dachui. It was rejected. It was pushed off. At a given moment, at this point right over here, when he designated his half as a carbon, you can't designate half as a carbon. So the carbon, the half was rejected. Once it's rejected for life. Another example. Let's say the mizbeach that you put the carbon on is missing a tiny stone. It's not smooth. Mizbeach is pasul. So if you have a carbon that's ready to go into the mizbeach, at that moment, it's pasul. You can't be makriv it because there's no mizbeach. So if you go and you fix the mizbeach, it's too late. That carbon that you shechted, throw in the garbage. It's dachoy, it's pushed off forever. Ask the Gemara, do we say this concept by a mitzvah? You have a mitzvah that was pushed off for a moment. Is it pushed off forever? Can I use that mitzvah after I fix the issue? I fix the problem. Is it like a carbon? You hear the shayla? That's what we're going to be discussing now. Is there a dichui in a mitzvah? Could you push off a mitzvah forever? Now there's two types of dichui. We're going to see both of them. One is that it was never available and it just became available. That's the lighter one, that's the easier one. There's one that's even worse. It was a good mitzvah, it was pushed off. It was a good mitzvah, then pushed off, and then now it's good. Good, bad, good. That's worse than the first case, where it's just bad, it was born bad, you made it good. Now, let's see inside. Niktam roishoy me'erev yontov. If this hadas had a boo-boo in it, it was cut off on the top. Also by tomorrow Yontif, somehow it repaired itself on Yontif. In other words, Mao. The mitzvah was pushed off as soon as the top was cut. Now you want to repair it and you want to take away the problem. Yesh dichu yetzal mitzvah is a lie. Do we say the same idea of dichu that we say by a carbon? Do we say it by a mitzvah as well? By carbon, for sure we say it. Do we say this idea, this concept by a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, what's your question? V'tishalei maha, I have a different raya, a different sugya. It's not kiso v'nizgala. A bird, after you shecht a bird, or a chaya, a deer, you have to cover its blood. You don't have to cover a cow's blood or a sheep's blood. But you have to cover a chaya knife. So if you do kaparis, a lot of people are yoytze the mitzvah then. They give them a little dirt, and they say the bracha, they do kisya adam. Here, I have a picture of a guy doing kisui hadam, in case you want to know what it looks like. I guess it's probably a bigger mitzvah to do the kisui hadam than do kaparis. Although, you'll ask people and they'll say no, kaparis is much bigger. But this is a mitzvah. Doi reis, do kisui hadam. So, what happens if you cover the blood, kisov in his gala, and became uncovered, potem lechasos, you don't have to recover it. You covered it, you yoytz the mitzvah, finished. But if the wind came and covered it, threw some dirt on it, chayav lechasois, and we're going to see in a second, in a millisecond, it's talking about that it became uncovered. You don't have to cover something that's covered. When do you have to recover something that the wind covered? When it became uncovered again. So the wind covered the blood, then the wind came or whatever happened and it became uncovered. Now you're mechayav to cover it. But if it didn't become uncovered, you don't have to. The wind is enough. When it became uncovered again, why do you have to cover it with dirt? There's no mitzvah for you. Look at this blood. When the wind comes and covers it, at that moment, you are potter from covering it. So your mitzvah went away. Now your mitzvah reemerged. When it became uncovered. It's too late. That's dichu b'mitzvahs. your mitzvah was rejected. You don't have a chiyuv. You cannot invent a new chiyuv afterwards. What do you see from this? That you could invent. That by a mitzvah, once the mitzvah comes back again, you could do it. There's no rejection by mitzvahs. So the Gemara is asking, why are you asking questions about a hadas that got cut off and then it healed itself? I said that halacha by blood. There's no reason to bring any kashas from hadas. Says the Gemara, no, you can't prove anything from blood. Why? The Rapapa gufa mi bayale. Rapapa didn't know himself. He wasn't sure. Mifsha pashale, we don't know him, Rapapa. Did he say a clear cut halacha that there's no rejection by mitzvahs at all? Loishna lekula, even by blood. In other words, you could go ahead and do it. Loishna lechumra, sorry. By loishna lekula, over here by lulav. Let me just look in Rashi real quickly. Loishna lechumra, loishna lekula, kaid rabbi yirin indichon have a kosher. And certainly loishin lechumra by the blood, you would have to, even lechumra. Lechumra means that you would have to go ahead and cover the blood. Lekula, I could use a hadas like that. Yeah. So lekula means I have an hadas that for a minute it wasn't roy for a mitzvah. I couldn't use it, and then all of a sudden it grew a little bit and it covered up the cut. Now I can use it. The fact that I can use it, I don't have to go to the store, buy another hadas. What is that? A chumra kula? That's a kula. I can use hadas, even though it was pushed off and rejected. So the question is, can I use this idea of ein dichu b'mitzvus, even the kula, even to use hadas? Or maybe it's only the chumra that I'm mechayev you to cover the blood for a second time. To be machmer is not a big kunz, but to be mekel is a much bigger thing. If I use this idea, this concept, ein dichu b'mitzvus, there's no rejection by mitzvahs at all, no matter what. A mitzvah is never rejected. So I could use hadas that healed itself, even though it's a kula. Or perhaps Rapapa says that you use this ein dichu b'mitzvahs only l'chumra, only where it doesn't hurt us to do it. So you'll cover the blood again, not a big deal. But the kula lemrin, and I can't use this hadas. Teiku. Interesting that the word teiku over here is not 100% accurate. Usually teiku means we have to wait until Mashiach comes. In fact, we're going to see that the Gemara is paishet, at least half of the question, on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Lemin katanoi. Perhaps this is a machlokes tanoi. What? Ovar velikton pasul. It says that if you have a bunch of berries on your hadas, you could remove them and make your Rosenberg says shalaleichem all in for Mansi. All the way. I understand the island comes to restaurants all the time for Mansi. Yeah? True? Not? True. So we had these berries on the hadas. There's no chairs. So come sit next to me. Wow. Joel, what do you think this is? You think this is Chicago? 20 people are going to show up. Anyway. So, you have berries on hadas. You cannot use the hadas. It's not harder. So what do? You take the berries off. But if it's already yontif, you're not allowed to take the berries off. Why can't you take the berries off? Betakimana. You're not allowed to fix the kli. So what happens if you took the berries off on yontif? Pasul. Dibir b'lozim and tzadik. V'chacham machshirim. And chacham say it's kosher. Why? What's the machlokes? What's the svar of the machlokes here? Savruah dekula amalul levin tzadik. So I try to make it a little simpler. It's not a hard sugya, very, very simple actually. But what we're going to see is there are three things going on here. And if you take away any one of these three things, then you're going to come up with one idea. If you have all three in line, then it's okay. What do we have? We have the idea that we're talking about yesh dichu b'mitzvahs or ein dichu b'mitzvahs. Can a mitzvah be rejected? Then we have another thing. This is the only picture I, whatever. do you have to bundle up the three minim, the lulav, hadasim, and aravas? Are you mechuyev to? And the third idea is the idea of tasav leim and asur. You all recall that it's asur to be choited begadish, meaning create a cavity in a haystack, because what you're doing, you're not putting the schach on. The schach was there before you actually created the cavity. That's tasav leim and asur. Where is that halacha said? By a sukkah, because it says sukkah is tasa. So that's where we learned the halacha of tasav leim and asur. The question is, do we compare a lulav and adasim, the whole thing, to a sukkah? Can we learn this idea of tasav leim and asur by a lulav? Now, if I remove one of these things, if I say that I do not learn from a sukkah, then this whole pyramid falls down. And if I say that a lulav doesn't need an eged, then the whole thing falls down. And if I say that you don't need eged, that yesh dichui, so let's see inside. That's the whole sugya, really. The Gemara is going to start off saying, perhaps this is the machloikis, yesh dichui. The Gemara says, no, this is the machloikis. Or you know what? This is the machloikis. I can't prove that this top guy is the machloikis, because there's other ways to learn the machloikis. Maybe the machloikis is, do I need an eged at all? Or maybe the machloikis is, do I learn a lula from a sukkah? So I don't have a proof that this is the machloikis. The Gemara wants to say, lema, the first words, lema ketanai. Perhaps this idea that we're discussing now, whether mitzvahs are rejected forever or not, is machloikis tanai. And the Gemara is going to say, no. We could be toilet machloikis and something completely different. Maybe the machloikis is this, or maybe the machloikis is this. Says the Gemara, of Rav Liktan, possible. Okay, so you have this machloikis. If you went ahead and you pulled off the berries on Yontif, can you use that hadas? Says the Gemara, the Kulal, no, perhaps everybody agrees, lulav ein tzarech eged. This middle guy, everybody agrees, you don't have to bundle them up. Vim tin tzalayim et tzarech eged. Then you say, everybody agrees, you have to. Lo yalfinu m'sukkah d'chsiv, ba'a tazav leim en asui. Then I don't learn from sukkah over here. Only by sukkah it says tazav leim en asui, not by lulav, so I don't learn. My la ba'akam efligi. So then what is the machloikis if I don't have these two things? The man, the puzzle of Amrini Yeshdichoy, it's a mitzvah. The one that says that you cannot use this hadas, even though you pulled off the berries, but when did you pull them off? On Yontif, too late. Because as Yontif came in, the minute, Shkia, whatever it says, whatever you want to call it, that minute, your hadas was puzzle, because it had a bunch of berries. Then on Yontif, you went ahead and you pulled the berries off. Yeshdichoy, it's a mitzvah. It was already rejected. You cannot fix a mitzvah that was already rejected. Maybe that's a machloikas. Uman the Machsher, and the one that says that it's kosher this hadas, even though you pulled the berries off on Shabbos, so is there such a thing? When it comes to the mitzvah, there's no dichoy. So what if it came in, Shabbos came, Yontif came, and there were berries? I fixed it on Shabbos. Says Gemara, loy, that's not the machloikis. The machloikis is not this, if yesh dichoy and dich on top. The kula am loy amir in the yesh dichoy mitzvah. Perhaps, always, perhaps, I don't know. But maybe I'm going to be doichoy you. Maybe everybody says, loy amir in yesh dichoy mitzvah. Once Yontif came in and there's a berry, it's not a big deal. I can fix it. So what is the machlokes? The whole machlokes is down here. Do I compare a lulav to a goddish? The idea of tasav leim and asui. Why? Because now you have to say like this. Very poshut, very nice. Rashi points out. When do I make the bundle? I have to do an eged. I have to tie my hadasim and aravos together. When do I do that? I must do it before Yontif. Why? Because I can't make a knot on Yontif. You have to make knots. We're going to see in a second. You have to make two nice knots. So I have to do it before Yontif. I have to do it before Yontif. So now I have a hadas inside my knot, which is puzzle. And then I took off the berries. It's just like making a cavity after I have the schach already on top. I'm taking off the berries and all of a sudden I create a new hadas. Yeah? You're holding. Some of you give me this look. What is going on here? It's complicated stuff. Not complicated. Easy. You have a hadas that's puzzle inside the eged. It's already tied up. So it's already too late to do anything. Now I'm making the hadas kosher by removing the berries. It's too late. It's already in the eged. Now that's what we're talking about. It says, do you compare hadas to sukkah? That's exactly the question. That is the question. Exactly what you're saying. Even though it doesn't say tasav leim anasi b'hadas, do I compare hadasim to a sukkah? If I compare it, then it's a problem. If I don't compare it, it's not a problem. That's exactly what machlokes. You hold like the other man, Amar. Gevaldik. Why? I don't know that. I think the opposite. Tazav Limanasa should be by everything, not just by Sukkah. And we say by tzitzis, we say by a lot of things. Tazav Limanasa goes in the whole Torah. You can't, we learn by tzitzis. You can't just snip it afterwards and say, oh, it's a, you have to create. We had all sugya, no? We had all. Fine. I don't know. I don't remember what the halach is. I think the halach is tassel everywhere, but I could be wrong, as usual. Says the Gemara. You see the words? Vahacha. Bemelef lulav misuka kamiflegi. Do we learn a lulav, which also means a das, by the way, from a sukkah? Mar savayafin lulav misuka, or mar savayafin lulav misuka. Exactly, that's the machlok. Yibayseima, or. That is exactly the question, a different question, not the third thing, but the middle thing. Do you have to make an eged? What's the difference? Because if you don't have to bundle it, so even though you bundle it and it still has grapes, you can remove the grapes on Yontif. You're not creating anything because the bundle is nothing. You don't have to do a bundle. The bundle is stam for beauty. And it's a machlokes tanoim. The sanya lulav bein ogu bein shenogud kosher. Here, one mandama says you don't have to bundle it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ogud kosher sheino ogud pasul. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you must bundle it. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you have to bundle it? Yov the gira legira by good ezayv by korban pesach. You see this? This is a bundle of ezayv. This is what you brought on the first korban pesach. This is what you brought together with the korban pesach. And it says over there. Uksiv ulekachtem agudat seizav. Mala uksiv hacha ulekachtem. Lochem b'yamirishin. It says the same words. Gzer shava. Uksiv hasa ulekachtem agudat seizav. Mala aguda. Just like this. In the picture, you see it's a bundle. It's tied together. Avkan aguda. So too, you have to tie the hadasim and the aravas to the lulav. Rabbanon less lulav kicha lekichos. Anytime the Gemara says Rabbanon don't hold of this, or somebody doesn't hold of gzer shava, the simple explanation is. Because Gzeir Shava comes by tradition, and they did not have that tradition, they cannot just make up Gzeir Shava because somebody else said so. If Rabbi Yehuda holds Gzeir Shava, that's his thing. Maybe he learned it from his Rebbe. We did not hear it from our Rebbe. We cannot say it. Man ta'ana lo adotan rabbanon lulav mitzvah lagdoi. We had this exact Gemara word for word. So if so, what does it mean? There's a braisa that says there's a mitzvah to tie up your lulav together with hadasim and aravos. Either it's a chiyuv, or you don't have to. What does it mean? It's a mitzvah. Mani, I Rabbi Yehuda ki lo yogdei amai kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says it's you're mechuyev to, so it's not a mitzvah. You have to. I Rabbana my mitzvah kovid. And if it's according to Rabbana that don't have this gzeir shavu lekachtem lekachtem, so it's zero. By tying it, you don't accomplish a thing. La olam Rabbanan umitzvah mishum ze keli vanveyu. There's a mitzvah, and we have to take this to heart. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to beautify all your mitzvahs. All your mitzvahs. Your lulav, your esrig, your sukkah, your Shabbos meal. And I want to say, I don't know if it's true, your Torah. Your daf yoimi. Beautify your daf yoimi. How do you beautify your daf yoimi? You go to good cheer. No, you do chazara. You do chazara. You add another one. Here, give me this, give me this. The Baal Mechaber says, hey, Michael, come here. Mike, come here. I want. Yeah, get over, Michael. But the Baal Mechaber Sefer is here. Come, Michael. Ooh. Look, there's a lot of work. Has pictures, everything. Shkoyach, Michael. How long have you been with us?
Since Brachas.
Brachas, beautiful. And oh, you want to see a real Sefer? He's Mechaber? This is his father. His father was the Mashgiach in Tells Cleveland. Tremendous, tremendous gadol. And they just came out with a sefer. Shkoyach for the present. Anyway, by the way, Michael, I was by my sister-in-law's house, and I had my brother's house, and I had your book in the car. So, and I saw my sister-in-law outside. So I said, listen, take this book inside and run inside. Say, Rafal, look what I found in the bookstore. So she comes running in. She goes, Rafal, you're not going to believe it. She played the game. It was beautiful. And he's like, what? Art scroll, Gaiva, what is going on here? And this is the greatest book ever. It took him 5 minutes, and he's reading every word. First he flipped it over. It's unbelievable. Then all of a sudden he says, Hilchos Lashon Hara. What? Okay, anyway, it worked great. Says the Gemara, oh, Ze Keli Van Veyum. Now, I just want to point out something that I was a little shocked to see this. I have to do more research. I'm just telling it to you to throw a wrench into everything that you guys know. We're talking about if it's a mitzvah to be ma'agid, not mitzvah to be ma'agid. So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Mordechai, the Rishonim talk about this, that you have to make two knots. So the big question is, that I never thought about until today, what about a kashiklach? How's that a knot? You put Yarova in, it comes right out. So some actually say it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah brings that it's okay, but it seemed like that it's not the best in the world. I never thought it's even an issue. Everybody in the world uses a kashiklach. Svaradim don't use it. Ah, very nice. Because Svaradim go according to the Shulchan Aruch, they have to tie it too. They don't use it at all. It's puzzle. Beautiful. Oh, I'm in a Svaradi shul now, so now I know. Yo, maybe us Ashkenazim should start. Because the Mishmur says it's okay, but it doesn't seem like it's the best idea. Another thing that I saw, and this I really want to look up more, is that it's brought down that even if you use a kashiklach, you should make sure that the bottom stems of the Arovas and the Adasim touch each other and the lulav. There shouldn't be a chatzitza, a complete chatzitza. So that means my beautiful kashiklach that I was talking about is probably garbage. I don't think any, it doesn't touch on the bottom. But anyways, you should make sure it touches. As I state, look, I'm not a Rav, I'm not passing, I'm just telling you something that I saw today. It says you should make sure that everybody agrees, you have to make sure that the bottom stems at least touch each other, the lulav, the adasim, the aravis, because the kashiklach itself is a chatzitza. Fine. Next. No, you take off the knots. Those knots. This is, I found this Gemara very interesting, because Rav Chisda says something in the name of Rav. Rabbeinu HaGadol, Rashi says it means Rav, the famous Rav. Again, Rav, the first, Amora, last, Tana. This is what he said. Hashem should give him health. These grapes, what do they call them, berries. These berries that are growing on the Hadas. The only time that we have a problem is that if they're in one place. But if they're all over the place like this, two, three different places, kosher. You hear what Rav Chisda says? A whole statement that the Gemara says never existed. I find that very hard to understand. To me, it's hard to understand. This is what Rabbeinu HaGadol said, and Hashem should help him. The problem is if the berries are in one place, like this. But if the berries are in two places, like this, no problem. Oh, my lady Rava. So his son-in-law, Rava, says, Da'af lam gimel beis. What happened? Asks Rava, Shnayim u'shloisha mekoymes havim in numeru puzzle. It's like a leopard. It's all spotted. It's ugly. It's worse. If it's in one place, it's great. In three, four places, that should be a problem. Elo. Yitmar, yitmar. We have to flip it. We have to say something completely different. It's such a bomb question that it can't be that Rav said it. Oishoya novim ruvim ma'al of puzzle. He didn't mention black at all. All of a sudden, his statement was about black berries. If they're black, no good. It's one of the, I don't know if we have other places like this in Shas. It's much like, it didn't even start. It's not even the same sentence, not in the same topic. Somewhat in the topic of berries, but not what he said. Okay, now we're not talking about mekaymos, we're talking about color now. If they're green berries, it blends in, then it's kosher. Now, we just turned to Lama Gilman Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need shiduchim, refuas, and yeshuas, please join tehillim.8mindav.com. Omer HaPop. Yeah, it is harder. That is the issue. It's not beautiful.
But if it's green, it's beautiful. Or, yeah, it doesn't take away from the beauty. Omer Papa. Red berries, like these guys, are like black. Domer Chanina. Haidam Shachar Odoim, Hu Ela Shalaka. In Mesechtas Nida, it says that there are five types of blood. One of them is black, because black indeed is red. It's just something happened to it. So you see, it's from the same family. Red and black is the same family. Mamela, red grapes or red berries are like the black berries, and they are possible. Imiyatam kosher. If you remove the berries, then the hadas is kosher. The matin weimas. When did this happen? If it happened before you put it together, you bundled it up, pshita. What is the chiddush? Of course, it doesn't have berries anymore. Elo lebasal delagde. It happened afterwards. Dochmi karuhu. If it happened after you did an eged, so this is dochmi kara. It never had a chance. There wasn't a moment in this adas life that it was kosher. It was always dochmi kara, and then you fixed it. Which is, as I explained all in the beginning, a better step than if it was available. It was a good mitzvah, bad, good. Good, bad, good is worse than never available for the mitzvah, like in this case. Here you have a case where hadas grew with berries, so it was never available for the mitzvah. And then you put it into an eged, you tied it up to your lulav, and then you remove the berries. So it's dachim yikara. So if so, tif shoyd me, no, dachim yikara, le have a dachim. And you see, it's okay. La halach, it's okay. We said, we went through the whole cheshbon. If he didn't put it in a bundle, then what's the problem? If he put it, he already tied it, it's still good. Why is it good? You have a case of dachim yikara, you have a hadas that was never kosher, you already put it, you already tied it to the lulav, and it's kosher if you remove the berries. So you see from here, clear cut, l'chayra, that dachim yikara, lo yavi dachim. It doesn't push it off forever. Lo ilam basu da'agde. No, it happened after you tied it, and before yantif. V'kasavar eged hazmona ba'almahu. Taking it together is nothing. You didn't do a mitzvah. You were preparing it for a mitzvah. Preparing for a mitzvah didn't do anything. You didn't start the mitzvah yet. So then I could remove the berries. And once Yontif comes in, that's when the mitzvah starts. But just because I tied it before Yontif doesn't do anything. And you cannot remove the berries on Yontif. What if you do remove the berries? Kosher. That is pashut in the words. It says, do not remove the berries. You shouldn't remove the berries on Yontif. Why? What's the reason you can't remove berries on Yontif? Tikkun manuk, tikkun kli. So it's a kli. What does tikkun kli mean? I'm not allowed to remove the berry because I removed the berry, then I have a good adas, which is a good kli. But it's a good adas. Because if it's not a good adas, then I would be able to remove the berry because I didn't do anything. Yeah, I'm not allowed to fix a kli. That means it's a kli. That means that if I did fix it, it remains a kli that I could use. Because if I can't use it, then I didn't fix anything. So, however, Velikton, my kosher. Obviously, it's kosher. So then, the Ashchur Emas. When exactly did these berries become black? If they were black before Yontif, Doch Mikaru. Then it never stood a chance. When Yantav came in, it was already puzzle. So Tipsha Mina, I can prove from here, Dachmi Kar Delay Avidachi. You see that I'm allowed to. I'm not allowed to, but if I pull the berries off, it becomes kosher, even though from as Yantav came in, it was already black. It was already no good. El Lav Dash will be Yantav. No, what happened was the berries became black on Yantav. So then Nira, it was a good hadas. Vinitcha, then became bad. It became a puzzle hadas. Why? Because it became a blackberry. Shmas mina, nira vinitcha, chaz vinira. One of the two things we're going to be able to prove here. And that's what the Gemara says. You're right. We're able to prove one of the two. Either we're going to be able to prove dochem yikara, that the berries were black before Yontif, and
I'm allowed to, not allowed to, it's usur, but if I do, I fix this hadas. Or I'm going to prove even worse. I'm going to prove that the berry became black on Yontif. In other words, it was a good hadas, Erev Yontif. As Yontif came in, it was a good hadas. So it was nira, it was good. Nidcha, it became black, it became pasul. And then I fixed it illegally, but I fixed it. So it's nira, nidcha, nira. It's good. There's no dichud. Even in the worst case. Loi lo nashchu mikara. They became black Erev Yontif. So at least, okay, so if it became black on Yontif, then I'm going to be able to prove one thing. Dachi mikara deloi have a dachi tishamina. So I'm going to be able to prove the easier case, at least one. I'm going to be able to prove that if this hadas was never ra'i to be hadas, because it was always black before Yontif, and I fixed it by removing it on Yontif, which I shouldn't have, but I did anyways, I fixed it. So if so, what it says on Amud Aleph, teiku, that I don't know the answer, I only don't know one thing. I don't know if nira, nitcha, nira, by mitzvahs, remains pushed off forever, rejected forever, but I do prove from this brisa that when it comes to mitzvah, I don't push off a mitzvah if it was never available. If the hadas was black, the berries were black, so this hadas was never ra'i for the mitzvah, it was dachi mikara, dachi throughout its entire life, when Yontif came in, I fix it, then it's a good fixing. It's considered loy nidcha. You don't push it off in that case. The other case, that was, it was a good hadas, it went bad, and then you made it good, nira nidcha, that I don't have proof for. So one thing you see, that a mitzvah is a little different than a carbon. We started off saying the sugya that when it comes to a carbon, once a carbon is pushed off, it's pushed off for life. But when it comes to mitzvah, it's not pushed off for life. Okay. V'im mi'atan kosher. No, we said this. No. Oh, yeah. Tara Abana. Smack in the middle of the page almost. Maybe a couple lines below the middle. Tara Abanan, Eime Matim B'yamtav. You're not permitted to remove the berries on Yontif. Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, or Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Amru. Mimatim, you could remove the berries on Yontif. V'chom Esakim Ona B'yantav. How could you remove a berry on Yontif when you're fixing the kli, according to Rebbe Lezer? Or Rebbe Ashi, Kigon Shelikton La'achila. He picked the berries because he wanted to eat them. He was desperate. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Savalokavua. And Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, this is the famous Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. His father is the famous Rebbe Shimon in Masechta Shabbos. Famous machlokes throughout Shas between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. Now what? The Omar, Dover Shem Iskavim, Mutar. Where's that picture? Every time, what? What's the picture? Anybody know the pictures? Who said bench? The bench. If you want to move a bench from point A to point B, and you might create a groove in the ground, Reb Shimon says it's okay. Why? Because you don't intend to make grooves in the ground. You're not a farmer. You're just trying to move a bench and it's heavy. So it's davar she'ein miskaven. Something I don't have intent for is okay on Shabbos. So over here also, I don't have intent to fix the hadas. I have intent to eat berries. I'm just picking berries. You're allowed to pick a grape off a cluster of grapes. So I'm picking grapes, and all of a sudden I'm left with this, whatever it's called. Okay, and that happens to be a mitzvah. That's fine. That's Dov Shem Iskavin. Ask the Gemara, Abaye v'Rovad Amr Tevayu, Moide Reb Shimon P'sikresh V'lo Yomus. The famous P'sikresh V'lo Yomus. A lot of people get nervous when they hear this. Very, very simple. P'sikresh V'lo Yomus means, the way you read it is P'sikresh, if I'm going to chop off an animal's head, V'lo Yomus, he's not going to die. 100% he's going to die. So if I pluck the berries off hadas, 100% my hadas is going to become kosher. So I cannot say that Reb Shimon says in that case that it's mutter. You can't say, oh, Dov Shem Iskavin, I had no intent. What do you mean you had no intent? 100% you're going to have a kosher hadas, then it's aser. If 100% this kid is going to create a furrow in the ground, he's going to dig, then it's aser. Says the Gemara, this lay shana achriti. So the Gemara says here, unbelievable svara. Unbelievable. If you create a furrow, you create a kli on Shabbos, you create a cup. So there's no way out of it. You created this. Oh, I didn't have intent. I just pushed the button in the factory and I wanted to scrape my finger and to push the button and out came a cup. But you knew that if you push the button, this is going to come out. It's usur. Hadas is different. The Gemara says there a very, very interesting thing. Hadas is only a kli when I need it. Hadas by itself, if I don't need it, that's the sheet of Rashi, Tosis argues. If I don't need it, then it's not a kli. It's just a bunch of leaves. It happens to be I have enough hadasim in my lulav. I don't need this at all. All I need are the grapes. We're talking about a mitzvah here. Hadas is not a physical thing. It's not a kli or not a kli. You can't tell me, you ask a non-Jew, is this a kli? He'll laugh at you. Well, it was a bunch of leaves. It's not a kli. Elamai, you need it for your lulav. So if you need it for your lulav, it became, you fix something. But if you don't need it for your lulav, you didn't fix anything. It's hard to understand. I understand it's a deep lumdisha thing. Tosi says, but at the end of the day, you fixed it for somebody else. Somebody else could grab it. I don't know what. Fine. That's what the Gemara says here. Think about the svar. It's a very interesting svar. Tana Rabbana. Hudrug agdoi biyantav. Here, this picture. Happens sometimes to us. Halacha l'maaseh, what do you do? This became undone. Agdoi ka'aguda shel yerek. Now, we said, according to the svar, in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to do two knots. But it's yantav. You're not allowed to make a kesher shel kayama. So what are you going to do? You just, like a gartel, like a chassid does in a gartel, wraps it around, and then sticks one end in, right? That's enough. That's a good shel yerek. What's the problem? Let him make a bow, like a shoe, like tie your shoes. Comes out easy. You're allowed to tie your shoes in Shabbos. Why? It's much stronger than just putting in one end. And it's not a kesher shekayam. It comes out easy. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. The reason I can't do that is because it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar anivek shirim al yasehi, that it's not mutter to make an aniva. You wouldn't be able to tie your shoes according to Rabbi Yehuda because that's considered a regular knot. As the Gemara can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda egid mal yasebaya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough just to wrap around. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need to tie a lulav together with hadas, and that's what he said. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says this. So how is it enough to just do aguda of a yerek, which is nothing? Okay, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that lulav ain't tzarech eged, so you don't need a real eged, you don't need a real knot, but he holds right. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that knotting it, the reason why he says just do it like a yerek and don't make a bow, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a bow is a real knot and it's also doing chops. But he doesn't hold that you need a neged. You don't need to, he just doesn't want his aravas and adasim to fly apart. So just wrap it around and stick it in nicely. Should we do the Mishnah? Let's do the Mishnah. Arav gzula v'yveshe psula. We know these halachas already because we learned it twice already. We learned it once by a lulav and once by a das. Same exact halacha by arava. If it's stolen or dry, it's pasul. It says lochem. Yavesh is not hadar. Shel asher shel in edachas. If it's avod zarah, they worshipped it. Or the whole city or 51% of the city. Does have a desire, you have to burn everything. So we have a problem. You're missing from the shir. How many tefachim does a rav have to be? Three tefachim. You don't have three tefachim because it has to be burned. Nikdam roisha. If the top part of it. Now Rashi just points out the obvious. Why does the Mishnah repeat the same exact thing that we said by das, same thing by lulav? The answer is because each one has halachas that you don't have by the other, so they had to repeat. You're right, the first few halachas are the same, but then afterwards we come into nifritzu alea that we had. I bet you we have pictures of this. The Gemara says we should make a bow tie, arava yevesha psula, we know what that looks like. It's my arava every year. Nikdam roishoy. This you have a lot. They sell this in the store. You have to be careful that it shouldn't look like this. That the top part shouldn't be snipped off. You make sure that there's a nice little leaf growing there, a little red bud, whatever it is, but not just snipped. Okay? Very important. Vatzavtzifa psula. What's tzavtzifa? This is nifrit zu'aleo. Very poshut. Some of the leaves are missing. Okay? Tzavtzifa looks something like this, he says. Okay? Poshut. It's not a rava. Psula. Kimusha, if it's slightly dried out, like this, like so. Vishenashu mixes aleo, some of the leaves fell off. Vishal bal, we're going to see what the Gemara says, what a bal is. Sheiro. Here we go. Just a few of the... Four. Avram Yosef Mechana. The official Mishnah was sponsored by official Rufus Shlema for Avram Yosef ben Chana. Okay, fine. We'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Thanks for joining. It's been such a pleasure. Mamish, a big chizik. Thanks for the chizik. Seriously.